possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Mike Vrabel on this radio show moments ago on a Mic'd Up Monday, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and I think we got some good stuff out of Mike Vrabel, and certainly we're getting there, so a week from Sunday, it's football that matters, and you could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. I think Jones and Keefe are going to talk to Hunter Henry today, and Drake May this afternoon on the afternoon show. So
from the answers we just got, do you see Steph Diggs playing in week one?
Yep.
No issues there?
No issues at all.
Okay.
Nope. He said it. He said, I expect him to be out there week one helping our offense.
Which is great news.
Right.
Awesome.
That's the thing that you look at. And I think I took out of it, he got a lot of reps in practice and joint practices. And I took, he's a veteran, 31, 32 years old, however old he is, where Vrabel's like, I don't need to see you in the preseason games. I know what you can do. I know you're coming off this injury. You look good enough for me in practice. I don't need to see.
But doesn't he want to see him with Drake? I mean, doesn't he want every chance that he can get for Drake May and he to get acclimated, or he doesn't worry about that?
But in a game with this offensive line, with three rookies, with all the issues they've had, I feel like for the Patriots, the risk of an injury to May or an injury to Diggs
outweighs the value that you get there.
Right. Yeah. So, like, if you can do a joint practice and you can know that Drake can drop back and not get, you know, demolished by somebody with a free rush. I also thought it was interesting. Clearly, the Patriot beat writers that have been tracking practice and sacks, this was a big thing Ken sent me. It's like, Andrew Callahan reporting that Drake May got decapitated 16 times. Like, I feel like Vrabel might have been pushing back a little bit on the fact that everybody that breathed near Drake May in a practice wasn't actually sacking him.
Which is good news. Like, I mean, if the offense, I mean, Shimes had five leads about how bad the offensive line is going to be. So,
need a new excuse.
Yeah. Well, Shime, you're not making excuses for Drake May. You just believe in the player. That's all.
That's correct. I believe in my guy Drake May, and I don't believe in this offensive line. There's, you know.
And my big takeaway off air, if I'm judging Belichick, Mayo, and Vrabel by far and away the best handshake.
Oh, really?
Very firm.
Firm handshake.
Mayo was not quite a dead fish, and Belichick, you know.
No handshake. He was not shaking.
He looked
hands.
At it.
Oh, my God. When he asked how those were, I just started sweating.
Same. My palms got immediately sweaty.
I cannot convey how awkward it was. Take the most awkward moment of your entire life, multiply it by 1,000. Greg Hill says to Bill Belichick, we have a mutual friend. And then we have 3 more minutes.
Yeah. I mean, you're just trying to lighten the mood prior to the interview starting.
Right.
I feel like
it's not on the radio,
but it never really worked. I think I tried a couple of those, like, you know, warm, jovial, hey, let's chat about this before the interview starts, and he was not.
But then none of us would speak after because it was this awkward silence.
I asked him once about the golf logo. I said, oh, is that from the Carolinas? Because it was the Carolina. He said, well, yes, this is Carolina logo. And then he actually stopped and said, well, actually, it's in Savannah, Georgia, this club. I said, oh, okay.
All right. Well, you can talk about Mike Vrabel, what he said this morning, all morning long, all day long here on Boston Sports. Sports Original, WEEI. But let's right now get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
When it comes to lead song this morning, that is Pink Floyd and Have a Cigar.
Well done, Greg.
Why?
Well, Red Sox took 3 of 4 from the Yanks. I know John Henry's famous cigar photo still lingers in our minds. So a little dedication to the Red Sox today.
All right. Okay. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. And the Lot to Love event is going on right now. So if you're in the market for a new car, get into your local Subaru retailer. Sean, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. So I just wanted to take a moment this morning and congratulate Tommy Fleetwood. That, to me, was a fantastic moment for him over the weekend, finally getting his first PGA Tour win after 163 events. He was 0-163 prior to this event. Came in, I know it was a shortened field because it was the Tour Championship, but it's still a $10 million purse for him. Up through this match, or this tournament, he had made $32 million from tournaments in his career. He won $10 million just yesterday. And Curtis mentioned the 15th hole earlier when talking about Scottie Scheffler and kind of him you thinking he was going to stampede back and take the win and instead double bogeyed. And I think that was kind of the turning point for Tommy too. He was able to save bogey on that hole and then kind of just put it away there at the end, which I wasn't very confident he was going to do. Even Tommy himself was not confident he was going to do. He didn't even think a 3-shot lead heading into the final couple holes was enough the way some of the ways his tournaments have ended over the last 6 months. And so I was just, after seeing what happened to him at the Travelers and in Memphis, I'm very happy for Tommy Fleetwood. He is an awesome, he's one of the few people in sports that just seems like a normal human being when you hear him talk and interact with people. And I love that. And I'm very happy for him to have won this tournament. I think it was a big day for him yesterday.
Pretty cool to see him get it done at 34 years old or whatever he is. So good, great lead. Thank
Can't
you,
win
Sean.
A bunch if you don't win the first.
All right, Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. I just would like to get out of Boston for a second and discuss Shedeur Sanders. Never has there been a story that has exposed all sides more than Shedeur Sanders. The reaction to his preseason performances, both good and bad, have been hysterical. The manner in which, that, like, I don't know why it bothers me, but like reporters and people in markets that have nothing to do with Cleveland and nothing to do with Colorado are actively rooting against Shedeur Sanders. And then the people that are supporting him are actively ignoring how bad he has played at times. And so it's this like perfect representation of America in 2025 where facts be damned. Nobody cares. They have made their feelings known that he's going to be great or he's going to suck. And anything that they can post to social media in an attempt to curry favor is, I think, beneath the media that doesn't even cover him. And I really go mostly against those that hate the guy. Like, who cares? Like, if he's not going to play well in the NFL, there is no greater meritocracy in the world than the NFL. If he's good, he'll play. If he's not, he won't. Outside of Colin Kaepernick and that nonsense for a long time, there has not been players that have like gone on to play great in other places or that were really harmed by the league. And I see guys like Andrew Filippone, he's like an afternoon drive host in Pittsburgh, and other people like mocking Shedeur Sanders. There's a play where he runs backwards and throws it away. Go look at Mac Jones' first snap against, I think it was the Dolphins in the 2021 season. He runs backwards and throws it over his shoulder. It happens. You're in the NFL. Things are crazy. And it gets so much airtime because people are so divided about this guy. And it has nothing to do with anything other than feeling like he got too big for his britches or feeling like the NFL is colluding against him. Well, there's no middle ground.
I think he kind of set himself up for failure a little bit. Like, I mean, he was
He was big on himself, and he has not lived up to the expectation that he set for himself.
Mac Jones trademarked his name, and you were on the island.
Yes. Well, yeah, in that case, I was.
And he's a fifth-round pick. I think the biggest thing is we've seen guys do this before, whether it was Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield. Like, people have this high expectation, and they're very, you know, boisterous of who they are. I think the Shador thing is it's always been the fascination of his dad, who his dad is, then who he is and how he kind of carries himself. Like, he probably carries himself like a lot of, you know, 22-year-old kids at that age that got money.
But you don't have to excuse that. Like, I mean, just to push back a little bit, mm-hmm. like, his dad had a reason to be a raging narcissist. Shador doesn't yet.
Shador was good in college. He was really good.
He has a polarizing personality, but there have been a lot of reports out of Browns training camp that he's played well. So I
want to pull off the season's freshest trends. You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is confusing to me.
Yeah, like Mike Vrabel said, he played good. Yeah, you know?
Yeah. So I just think that when it comes to Shador, people either hate him or they love him, so they want to bring in, you know, the collusion and everything else that comes along with it. But if you're Shador Sanders, you're brought up with a very famous dad, you were good in college, you got a lot of money very, very quickly, your own money, you grew up with money. Mm-hmm. Obviously, his head is going to be big. He's like, I think it's probably very hard for an 18, 19, 20-year-old who's had the life that Shador Sanders has had to be humble. And you can compare him to other people.
We see that all the time,
yes,
with athletes.
Like, always.
How many big-headed athletes have we seen?
Baker and Johnny are great examples.
Yeah, okay, but for every big-headed athlete that is coming out of college, I would argue there are hundreds more that aren't big-headed.
Yeah, right, but what does that have to do with where...
It has to do with how you feel about somebody.
I think the simple question is this. Do you feel like there was some type of collusion...
No. And I think people are constantly...
See, I think that's where
we
disagree.
You think there was collusion?
Oh, there's no way this guy goes from being a top five pick to a fifth round pick.
Oh, so the collusion is continuing then. And
I didn't say continuing.
Why is he going to be the fourth string quarterback on the football team then? If he should have been a first round
pick.
Well,
I mean, that's kind of based off of what, I mean, they already named Joe Flacco the starter, right? Which
correct.
I think was stupid. Yeah. So, but that's based off of them. But you, for anybody, who, and this is why I think people disagree, the kid should have been first or second round draft pick. The fact that he was a fifth tells you that something is up. And then you get all these whispers from people, and I think it was Eric Dickerson over the weekend.
That's the only person who said he knows that there's been collusion. Like, I just
explain the drop.
People are if you're a superstar, people don't have to make constant excuses for
you. No, but I'm just asking the question. Explain the drop from being a top 10.
Because I think people assumed that he may have been a little bit difficult when it came to having him on your football team.
Johnny Manziel, Baker Mayfield, both went one and the other one went in the 20s.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Oh, good morning, everybody. I just have a simple question. Is tennis the douchiest sport going? The U.S. Open is in New York right now, and last night there was a match between Daniil Medvedev. He is from Russia. He's a former U.S. Open winner. And Benjamin Bonzi from France. he is French. And if you're watching on Twitch or YouTube right now, Mitch has what happened. It was the third set. Bonzi was going to win. It was a match set. And a photographer stumbles the wrong way and enters the court a little bit. It seems like he is trying to get a better spot to get Bonzi's reaction to winning. And he just steps on the court. This leads to Daniil having an absolute meltdown. When I tell you, I have not seen a five-year-old act this childish. He is slamming his racket on the court. He is causing an absolute scene. Like this, to me, you are in front of the world right now. It's late night on a Sunday, and so many people are there to watch this, and you're having this absolute meltdown. Tennis takes it too far, I think, when it comes to the douchiness sometimes.
Looks reminds me of Shime when he hit that 3-wood into the sand trap on 4, Curtis. Remember that?
when he built a house in the trap?
When he threw his club.
Threw his club at me?
Yes, he did. I would say polo is the douchiest sport, but tennis might be right up there.
Polo is a good call. I just saw this morning, and you're a grown man, and you're beating your racket into the ground because a photographer walked the wrong way. Like, come on.
I bet he was losing.
Yeah.
He was. No, that was the whole thing. He's a poor loser.
Okay. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So after hearing the Vrabel interview, this is going to be cool about the leads, because the leads become now fluent till after Vrabel.
Yes.
And hearing him, I have to say that I believe Mike Vrabel is in complete control and charge of the organization when it comes to decision making down there, especially for personnel
down here.
Here when it comes to the decision making. Yeah. I think that Elliot Wolf might be saying certain things, but knowing Mike as a player and then obviously kind of watching him in the world as a head coach, he would say things as a player when you're at the bottom of the totem pole. Now that you're the head coach of an organization, and even though he did say, you know what, hey, we communicate about things, I think that L.A. Wolf knows, and I believe that Mike Vrabel knows that he's in charge when it's all said and done. He's the guy that's going to have the final decision.
He seems comfortable with it.
Like, yes.
You're not worried about that relationship causing an issue.
No, because it seems like if he has an issue with the relationship, he's just going to say to Wolf, like, listen, I run the show here.
And just off-air, not like anything tangible thing, he just feels totally and completely at ease and confident. And having that in this job, I think, is essential. And Mayo's a great guy who we all love talking to. He did not possess that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wiggy.
You got it.
The college students begin their move-ins as soon as today. Mm-hmm. A big thing that we deal with in beautiful, safe, Brighton, Massachusetts, in Alston. And so I just wanted to mention the latest trend when it comes to students who are off to college, which I read about yesterday. And that trend has college students spending up to $10,000 on luxury dorm makeovers.
Wow.
I'm so happy you brought this up.
Jesus.
Expensive headboards.
Yep.
Personalized linens.
Jesus.
And custom wallpaper. Even neon signs that they are creating. There's companies that do dorm makeovers. Is this a good thing when it comes to the youth of America, when their parents are writing a check for 10 grand so that their dorm room is better than everybody else's dorm room?
I watched a video yesterday down south, SEC school this girl went to, I believe Ole Miss. And she said that they hired an interior designer, she and her roommate, for her dorm. Custom cabinetry for hiding, you know, the eyesores, like the microwave or the refrigerator. She said that they went $4,000 over budget. Their budget was $8,000, and they went $4,000 over. It's insane.
in Mississippi, you could buy a house for $12,000.
Right. It's ridiculous.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
That is so stupid. I mean, you're there for, how many months are you there for? 6 months?
Yes.
Seven months?
And they do it every single year. Yeah.
I don't think I change my sheets each semester.
No.
Well, that's an issue. Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I mean, like the notion that you would have, but I will say this, college is $100,000, so what's another 10?
Yeah.
Like, if you're spending...
I guess like, that's one way to look
like
at it.
Like, the BU dorm that's right off the pike that has that view of downtown Boston, that deserves a nice decorating.
Let your entitled kid sleep in the danky old dorm room like everybody else has done for the last 100 years.
Right.
It'll be good for him. I gotta... If you're watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, Mitch has a photo of one of these dorms that has been made over.
Wow.
And so you can see the neon Steph or whatever that is up in the left-hand corner there. And
incredible.
Go to Wally World and get a full set for like $25.
Yes. Yeah, so, all right. That's the current trend. You know, Curtis, someday James will be coming to you looking for $10,000.
I love it. I mean, for James, anything.
On a dorm makeover.
Amen.
All right. We are at Gillette Stadium, and it is a Mic'd Up Monday. It's also a May Monday, Drake May this afternoon on the afternoon show. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.